Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
As long as you want.
Oh, she can say.
Welcome back to Project Independence in Hugh, right here at WCWP.org and 88.1 on your FM dial. And we've been celebrating Project Independence in You, the 7-year anniversary. And we've had quite a show so far,
yeah,
Christina.
It's been wonderful.
We started off with a lot of our team members, Paula Yule, the deputy commissioner, Kimberly Corcoran Galante, the commissioner. We have Otto Loos and Ann Hirsch, and we just spoke with the supervisor and learned a lot of the other services that are out there. And you're really lucky to be a resident of the town of North Hempstead.
And it's really nice that Judy Bosworth is here, even though she's got a long list of things she needs to do today. She made
it
her business.
She said this was the fun part of her day.
Yeah, the best, I think she said. Okay.
Yes, I think that's exactly how she said it.
Well, it was great to have her here and helping us celebrate Project Independence in You 7-year radio show. And what a great entry into our next guest, Dan Cox.
No, see, you're wrong.
No?
You're wrong there. This is this Christina Liu show. and I feel terrible that I'm the...
We let it slide today.
I know. You know, we take airtime away from Christina, and, you know, you better go check the tires on your car.
Dan, are you going to be putting the numbers in as to when it's Christina's birthday?
No, I didn't.
I'm waiting for that segment, you know.
I wish I had, but
it's all right. Next week. We keep everyone...
That's John's thing. And
John, I wish you would call in or something with the numbers.
I sit in my office, listen to the show, and I'm waiting for the number, and some weird thing about
always
a cruise ship last week.
Yes, we had mentioned.
And he comes up with the most interesting. You know, there are 3,822 people on a cruise ship.
Right.
What does that mean?
Right.
And the co-host wanted to know how big the kitchen was.
How many hours until Christina Liu's next birthday?
Right.
But we're not here to talk about your birthday today.
We're
here to talk about the birthday of this program.
Absolutely. That's
7 years. My goodness.
We will talk about Christina Liu's birthday, though, shortly.
Shortly.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Like in the next 5 minutes.
We had probably six or seven of them.
Sounds good.
Celebrating.
Yeah, sounds good.
Some a little over the top.
Right. They just get bigger and bigger each year.
Yeah. It's very hard to top
them. Bring a cleaning crew.
I know. We're
down. The studio after these wild parties. I mean, I've never known people to party this hard at 10 a.m. in the morning.
That's right. Don't ever underestimate Project Independence.
No. This is a group you want to hang with. That's for sure.
Just give us a reason, and we'll bring the party.
So, 7 years.
7 years.
I think we should interview Christina. I mean, she was here at the beginning, too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
She was here at the beginning. This is your baby.
Yeah, you know, and we were touching upon that, too, earlier. Because it really, I say it is my baby. You know, I have a lot of responsibilities within the Department of Services for Aging. But this certainly is my favorite. And it's the best part to kick off the weekend.
Maybe it's not a baby. Maybe it's your grown-up.
I know. We're seven. You know, we're in elementary school,
yeah,
you know.
We're in second grade.
We're really
now,
traveling.
So.
But it's really been great, you know. And we've tweaked things along the way. And, you know, we've broadened it. I think that's what's really made the program special, is that it's not just these senior-focused issues anymore. You know, no. We're really... you know, everything that we talk about is something that someone can relate to, no matter what age you're.
Absolutely,
you're doing.
And one of the things I was real impressed with, and you know, far be it from me to make her head any bigger, Christina had no training whatsoever in producing a radio program, and yet from literally the first day we started in the studio next to us.
I know. I said
studio
we've traveled three, around here.
We've done this show from every studio in the building. And there are four of them. You seem to have a knack for it. And that's rare. I graduate students in 4 years here from the university with a degree in this, and they have trouble producing a program. But you took to it very, very quickly. And I just want to mention real quickly, and I know you may have mentioned him earlier in the show. I wasn't able to listen. I apologize. Was our friend Jerry Peretzman, who brought this whole idea to fruition, who we lost in the last year. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a blast. I mean, you know, the station was in transition 8 years ago. We had just sold our sister station in Southampton, and we were about to, you know, basically become our own station again. We hadn't been for about 11 years. We were tied to the other station sharing programming. We were going to become all on our own again, and I said, yeah, you know, we sat down, and it had been my my plan that when we did, because it didn't just happen in a day, that the first thing I would do is reach out to the communities around the station, because we were going to become a community radio station again instead of just a network station. And Town of North Hempstead was an easy fit because I had already been approached about, can we build a radio station for the senior citizens in North Hempstead? I said, good luck with that. I thought it was a wonderful idea, but I think we pared it down into something that really has worked very, very well over the last 7 years. And you're absolutely right. I mean, yes, we started out talking primarily about seniors, and we still do. Yeah. And I don't like calling them seniors because I'm getting closer and closer to that myself, to that designation. Someone said to me the other day, do you get the senior discount? I said, not yet, kid.
Depends on where you go.
Yeah, true. And I remember sitting in that room for the first or second show, and our host at that time was a little nervous, and everybody was a little nervous. I was jammed in a corner because we were in transition. Mm-hmm. We were going through some renovations here, and we essentially were sitting at tables with microphones stuck in your face, and we pulled it off, which is surprised the hell out of me, actually, initially, because the student engineer, I'm trying to remember who the original student engineer was.
Peter was around then?
Peter was around then, but...
yeah, it was either Joe or Chris, because they were like...
Joe or Chris, yeah. Yes, and they just sat there, and before the show, I remember one of them, whoever it was, saying to me, he says, how do I deal with these people? I said... Think about grandma. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that. Yeah. Think about grandma. And she's, okay, that's great. Huh?
Talking about you.
You're not. But I said, and just think how much you have to learn from these people. And that's essentially what happened. A lot of the students, Victoria is now
absolutely
a graduate, but Victoria, our engineer today, was a student. These students walked away with a new perspective on older people, because in many ways the disconnect between the generations is getting broader and broader because of technology and all, and the differences in our kids. I've seen it here in the last 30 years of being, with the university, is that generations don't change over slowly anymore. They happen very, very quickly. And it's great. I love the term intergenerational. I always have.
When I
taught high school many years ago, and one of the best moments of the year was the intergenerational ball we had with the local senior center. And it was always a blast, and it was always great to see a 17 or a 16-year-old kid who's like, always would gripe about his elderly neighbors because he makes too much noise, dancing with one of the seniors, and then coming away saying, you know what? Having a totally different perspective on it. So I think this show is more than just for seniors.
No, I think that's absolutely great.
I think it crosses a lot of boundaries. I've learned a lot. So my friend Otto across the table here, I said, when I grow up, I want to be Otto Loos, because he gets it. And I've learned a lot from the show. When we first started this programming, I didn't know that much about senior centers or the senior. I like to call it senior culture. It's a very cool culture. Mm-hmm. And then I became involved with the senior center in the town that I live in, and got to know the director there. And it's just, and I go there very often. They just had their yearly street fair, and it was a blast. And I just find it great that you don't just focus in on seniors. It's really for everybody.
And that's definitely how we've gotten. And we've had more entertainment things. Really try to have all different kinds of topics. They're equally as important.
Intergenerational thing, I think, is very important. For a younger person to realize that the older person was young at one time.
Yeah.
If you look at pictures, these are not just made believe. There's a picture of that person when they were younger.
That was you?
Yeah, that was you. And that might be you someday in the other one. So for younger people to understand that, reality, my friend, is that you are also going to be one of those older people.
Yes.
Like once in a while you see these punk types that like to shove around a couple of old people or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And someday I would like to be around when one of those
types. When somebody's pushing you around.
Yeah,
But what's also very nice is there's so much out there that allows people to stay on an even keel and to be productive. And whether it's going to the Canasta game, or whether it's going to a lecture, or whether it's taking care of your own medical.
There's something for everyone kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you can still stay active. Mm-hmm. And be in the groove, and there's a balance there.
Yeah, but you've also covered some extremely serious subjects about taking the keys away, my parents are gone now, but there was a point in time where my 8 siblings and I had to say, Pop, it's time to stop driving. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard transition for people. And it helped me, listening to the show helped me when we had to make that you know, make that have that conversation.
Because we said, oh, everybody walks away with these golden nuggets, no matter what age you are. You know,
exactly.
I mean, there's times that me and Victoria, we're like, all right, this is great, cool. You know, this is something that I'm definitely gonna. And I, you know, at the weekend, I have like all this like information to like share with people.
Yeah,
like, did you hear what I heard today?
And whatever you are instructing that individual for, those that are around are learning it as well. So as they move on,
hopefully,
it becomes more natural.
And they plan.
Yes,
they plan for the aging process, whether it's the 30s, 40s,
right.
50s, 60s.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the programs that we have because senior, you know, we didn't plan. We didn't plan for the day that maybe we did break our hip, or we didn't plan for the day that maybe we would be living alone or and our family would be on the West Coast. So if you kind of accept the fact that at some point you will be aging and you plan for aging, whether it's, you know, if you know you're going to stay in your home, making your home more accessible, making sure that you know people in your town, you know, and that they can help out if need be. So,
you know, I think a lot of it is attitude and philosophical, all right? I think when you hear all these things that we talk about here, Medicare, caregivers, you know, all the things that can happen, Alzheimer's, I think one of the things you learn as you get older is to accept the fact that you are getting older.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're on that train ride of getting older, let's accept that and let's enjoy the ride. You know,
absolutely.
Let's make the best of it because
and let's
the
take
bottom
a, let's
line
take
is
a stop on that train right now because we're going to come back in a few moments to Project Independence and You's 7-year anniversary show.
I love it.